Hello, everybody out there in internet radio land. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. I'm here on my patio enjoying this Sunday afternoon. The sun is shining in my face. There's a light breeze stirring all the vegetation around behind our backyard. And right in front of me, in our backyard, is a peach tree that has about 50 peaches on it. Now, I've already had some of them. They're pretty much ripe and ready to be picked, which we'll do shortly. And I've had some, and they're juicy and sweet. Oh, my God. There's nothing like a juicy and sweet peach. That's one of the best fruits there is, I think. Well, how have you all been since the last time I had my show 2 weeks ago? I was tuning into the show before me and listening to some of the talk. And indeed, I see there are people out there that want to make the world a better place, make the world a better place. And like I've said before, if you're not helping to make the world a better place, then you're wasting your life. That's the truth of the matter. I'm a member of Toastmasters. I have been a member of Toastmasters. For those of you that don't know what Toastmasters is, they're a public speaking group. And so I've been a member over 11 years, and one thing I've learned from giving speeches, and that is you want to really have fun when you do give a speech. And when you have to remember something, it just never is that much fun, and sometimes you lose your way. So the best thing I've found is just to come up with one topic, don't even rehearse, no. Think about it before, of course, but just let your mind take you wherever you want to go. A little distraction here or there. Look on someone's face. And you can change the subject as you want. It's okay, which I do on my show. I've got 1 hour to talk about whatever. And it pertains to spirituality, but I've got so much that I know about, that I've learned from other people, books that I've read, that I want to share. And knowing also that this is being archived, recorded, just like our lives are. How many of you knew that? That every second of our lives are being recorded. That's why, have you heard, when people are close to dying, they have a life review. How else do you think that could happen? Well, besides there being angels around, which we can't see sometimes, most of the time, there are, I think, heavenly computers that, and angels might be the very, I'm not sure about that, the very, shall I say, source of the recording, which then goes into heavenly computers, and which later we see when we have our life review before transitioning over to the spirit lands. And not only in our lives, but also every event that's happened in the history of this world has been recorded. It's being recorded now. That's why it's very important when we have interactions during our daily lives with people to know that later on we're going to be held accountable for all the good and bad that we do. The nice words and then the not so nice words. You know what I mean? And life is hard. It's meant to be, you know. That's what the Creator, the Supreme Creator, if you will. I don't know how many of you out there have heard my shows before. And I've had quite a few of them over the last 2 years. And I hear a dog barking in my next-door neighbor's yard. But in my shows, I've talked about many subjects of spirituality. One thing I did want to talk about, and I've said this before, and I want to reiterate it because I believe that we all had a pre-existence. We came from a life, if you will, before we were born. And we can't remember when we were born, right? How far back can you remember? I can remember when I was 2 years old. We lived in Halifax, Nova Scotia. My parents were English. But I was born in Barrie, Ontario. Mom and Dad, and they passed away in 1999. May God rest their souls. I know that they're in the prime of their youth in heaven, I like to think, you know, the spirit world, that world on fire, the world of light that's out there. You all know where that is, don't you? And our spirits being made of light energy, that's where we go to. Well, that's where we're supposed to go to, and not everyone goes there. I hope and I pray that eventually we all make it back there, because that's the wish of our spirit mother and father in heaven, is not to lose any of their souls and spirits that they've created, you know. So I just love changing subjects. There's so much that I do want to talk about, and this hour that I have just goes so quickly. Feel free to give me a call if you want to talk about anything that I have talked about. I've seen that there have been a lot of guest submissions, and I'm planning on asking some people to talk on my show, even just for a while, because I like to do most of the talking myself. But I see that there are quite a few people out there, and thank you very much for applying for the guest submissions, you know. I see by looking at the pitch what your interests are. And one of them that I saw recently, I forget the name of the person, is a UFO buff, if you will. And when we lived in our pre-existence as spirits, you know, some of us are older souls than others. That doesn't make us any better, you know. We're still souls, just like a student in the University of the Universe who is perhaps in kindergarten or first grade, and someone compared to someone who is in the 12th grade or university, they're still a student. We're all students in the University of the Universe. Souls, whether young or old, are no better than each other. And I realize every day that the goal is to achieve enlightenment, you know. And I hope it's not the situation where once you achieve enlightenment in this life that you, like, disappear or you die, you know. I want to live on this world. I think it's so beautiful, as long as I can. If that's 100 years old, that would be wonderful. I'm 65 this year. And God willing, if we can survive into the future all the years, you know, without doing anything unwise, like destroying each other, then I do feel very optimistic that we can achieve much great spiritual development and evolution, because the way things are going now with the technology that we have, it is incredible what we're able to do nowadays. And there's so much more to go. Matter transformation is in our future. Once we find the smallest particles, you know, in quantum physics, quantum mechanics, that they say are out there that we haven't discovered yet and are the key to matter transformation, then that's going to change things around big time. But we could have achieved all of that. We could have learned all of that from our extraterrestrial friends that are out there, if instead of that contact that we were going to have, we done some stupid things, stupid for lack of a better word, like 9/11, which showed that we weren't really ready to be in a part of the intergalactic community out there, because we were already borderline due to all the wars and killing that we've had in our past, right? And also However, the good people in the world, like the ones that have their shows on BBS radio, all the artists, the lovers, the musicians who are helping to make the world a better place, they are what change the minds of these ETs who are supposedly the dominant species in the universe, the Verdans. And in case you haven't heard of them, there's a book called The Contact Has Begun. The author's name is Philip Kraft, and he said he was abducted and taken aboard a spaceship called the Goodwill, which hopefully is still parked behind the moon. They're still observing us. They might be listening to my radio show right now. And these extraterrestrials, they're just super intelligent and have been traveling the universe for millions of years with their spaceships, which can warp time and space, or actually they can warp space. They can go interdimensional. I'm not sure about time. According to Einstein's theory of special relativity, nothing's faster than the speed of light, which I believe is true. However, when you do get close to the speed of light, then as you might know, according to the theories of physics, that mass contracts, time slows down. But that energy that may compress upon a vehicle that has pushed, whose engines has pushed it up to the speed of light, then use that energy, convert that energy into creating a hole in the fabric of space, and thereby going interdimensional. And so the whole spaceship itself is constructed of materials to include vegetable matter, which we know very little about vegetable life here on Earth. My mother, I remember she used to talk to her plants, and plant life, I'll put it that way, is a very unique form of life that we don't know too much about. And there is a relationship that we have with them, as some of you might know, who grow things in their yards or have plants in their houses. They respond in certain ways. And so by incorporating a certain type of vegetable matter into spaceships, I learned this from a book called Coevolution by Alec Newman, a race of extraterrestrials from a planet by the name of Haven. And they can go interdimensional with their spacecraft, which are pyramid shaped, and they're time travelers. And so by electrical stimulation or this element called white powder gold, they're able to change the size of their spaceship and also break it into different parts and pull it back together again. And then it can go interdimensional and it can go back into time, because according to them, time, when you time travel, it's no more than traveling through a thought, which is like the universe. The universe is a giant intelligent thought. But anyway, let me go back to the life out there. And I've said this in other shows, and consider all the life here on Earth. There's already like 30,000 plus types of fish, crustaceans, mammals but 30,000 types of fish. Imagine that. All the different types of fish life, for lack of a better way, just that one term for describing everything that's in the oceans, the seas and the lakes and the rivers, and 10,000 types of birds, 9,000 types of reptiles, 5,000 types of amphibians, 5,000 types of mammals, over a million types of insects. I was watching was one on a tree yesterday. I saw it with the, it had like, it was made, it was silver, with like, a shell on its back with all these little legs, and it was crawling up this tree. And it has eyes, and those little insects have eyes, and some have wings, metabolisms, and capable of reproducing, you know, over a million types of insects here on Earth. So if all this life on Earth happen by accident? Could it not happen by accident elsewhere in the universe, on another world? We were discovering them all the time, right, with the Kepler telescope. We know they're out there. We've just begun to discover them. Logically, you know, when we look up into the evening skies, we see the suns out there. We call them stars, sun stars, same thing, right? But what I've learned in that book I told you about, my favorite book, Abduction to the Ninth Planet, when we look up into the evening sky, what we are seeing is a sun and a solar system. Planets revolving around the sun, an entire solar system. There's so many of them out there, and they form galaxies. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of galaxies out there. That's easier to understand than billions. Billions, right? I don't believe in exaggeration. Suffice it to say, there are an incredible amount of them out there. I remember Carl Sagan said in his, what was it called, Cosmos, it was like a documentary, that there are as many stars or suns out there than there are grains of sand on every beach on Earth. I don't think, no, I think maybe take half a beach on Earth. I don't know why they exaggerate. You know, for the life of me, I don't know why they exaggerate that much. What's the purpose of exaggerating like that? Does that really help us to understand what's out there? Truth. That's all we need. We want truth. That's all people need, really. That's what we want. And every day, I think we're making strides to find out what the truth of the matter is for everything. When it comes to religion, you know, there's so many of them. I went to church today. Last Sunday, or was it two Sundays ago, was Easter Sunday. That was when I had my last show, and I talked about the resurrection and Jesus, who Jesus was. And I'm not going to go back and talk about that. But so if all that happened by accident here, all the life here happened by accident, logically, even an atheist or an agnostic would say, yeah, logically, life could happen elsewhere by accident, you know? There could be a planet just like this out there, like planet Earth. There could be a million of them, or be more easier to understand, let's say, 1,000 in the Milky Way galaxy alone, just like this, like planet Earth, all this life, with oceans. Maybe some with dinosaurs, you know. But if it, let's say that there is a power that created all that. And I've talked about this many times in other shows. According to what I learned from the book Abduction to the Ninth Planet, which is also known as Thayuba Prophecy, the Thayuba Prophecy. It all began many millions of years ago, and that's true, millions of years. At one time, there was nothing. Hey, how are you doing out there in China? Are you listening, people in Russia? I hope you are. Internet radio land is such a cool thing. And for those of you that want to have your own shows, what a great way to get your knowledge out into the airwaves, you know. Not only do people hear you, but those words that you speak go out into the atmosphere. There could be somebody listening in Australia to my show right now, or maybe in Argentina, maybe Uruguay. How about perhaps in the Congo, in Africa, or in Libya, maybe in Israel. Some of my fellow ancestors, I just found out recently from a DNA check that I'm 8% European Jewish. Did you know that the people from Israel, I learned this in the book, Abduction to the Ninth Planet, came from a planet in our Milky Way galaxy called Kibra. Now, in accordance with that book, they call it the Ninth Planet. They use those words, the Ninth Planet, because what it means is that the planets in the universe are broken down into categories of nine, whereas a category one planet is the lowest on the evolutionary ladder, and a category nine planet is the highest. So whereas a category one planet, don't get me wrong, every planet is a beautiful creation. Like I heard the gentleman speaking on the show before me about Mother Nature, indeed, Earth is also known as Mother Gaia. And basically, Mother Gaia is in and of herself a cosmic being. She is alive. Alive, yes. How about that? A planet is alive. And every once in a while, she rears up her violent nature, and we see things like hurricanes and tornadoes and tsunamis and earthquakes, and we realize, hey, she is so powerful. And all the life, the animal life and plant life, belong to her. If when an animal or a tree dies, there, and animals do have souls, I believe. Their spirits are kind of incorporated into the planet and then rebirthed at another time. Not all animals have souls. Insects don't have souls, from what I've learned. But like your cats and your dogs and horses, larger animals, that's why you've heard people say that they've seen animals in heaven, you know, lions and hippopotamuses and lambs, and there's no violence in heaven, of course, where they all live together in peace. So, if there is a creator, let me just expand upon that as I was doing previously. So, in the beginning, when there was darkness and silence, and that's all there was, except for the Supreme Creator. And the Supreme Creator, they say, is so powerful. I'm talking about magic here, ladies and gentlemen. Magic, like the word magic, was invented by the Creator. That's a good way to describe the Creator, the Supreme Creator of the universe. Magical to the nth degree. Power, like we couldn't comprehend. We can't comprehend the power. But apparently the Supreme Creator decided to create the universe, the physical universe, because the Supreme Creator is all about growth, you know. Now, we know a thing or two about growth ourselves, don't we? I mean, we were born as babies. We were all babies. Hey, you're a big baby. Can I tell you, you're a big baby? You wouldn't take that personally, would you, in a bad way? I'm just joking, okay? But, I mean, we're really all big babies. We were babies one time. And now we've grown. We've grown into large adult human beings. Now, we all know about growth. We've experienced it. But when you talk about the Supreme Creator of the universe and growth, that's why we're here. We are here to be gods. You are all gods out there listening. You are a god. You are. If you can die, you're a god. If you have a heart and a brain, you're a god. You are a god in the making. You're living this life here on earth. You don't remember where you came from, that pre-existence I was talking about, because you're not meant to. There's a block in your brain that's preventing you from remembering past life memories. And I really think there are very few souls where this is their first life here, that are here on earth. This is their first life. I think for the most part, the majority, in other words, the majority of people here on earth are fairly well-traveled souls. Several lives at least. Some may be upwards of 100 lives. And as you may have already heard people, souls come back, in other words, to help those who are the younger ones, to help them evolve. That's what we do. We help each other. You know, that's really what it's all about. And here on Earth, we are being helped by extraterrestrial beings. In our past, they have helped us. It talks about it a lot in the Bible. Some people might translate that into angels. Today, the sermon that I heard at our chapel on Lackland Air Force Base, this chaplain was talking about how an angel appeared. Well, I'm trying to remember what that was. Well, they say two angels, when the Jesus was missing from the tomb, and Mary and Mary Magdalene, and who was the other Mary, the mother of Jesus, and John and Peter ran to the tomb. They looked inside, and they say there was a couple of angels. Well, these extraterrestrials, in case you don't know, have been interacting with the human race for thousands of years. It was given to them by the higher powers, the mother and father God of our solar system, or maybe another solar system, or maybe even the Milky Way galaxy. These beings, they've been entrusted with the duty or the obligation to monitor us, oversee us, to help us out in times of need. And certainly we did need a lot of help back those few thousand years ago to get the people out of Egypt, the Israelis out of Egypt, who I was beginning to tell you a little bit about them. They came from another planet in their Milky Way galaxy called Hebra, which was a planet of a higher category. And when you come from a planet of a higher category, you can't exist on a planet of a lower category, and vice versa, for a very long time, because the spirituality of a particular planet is inherent. And to that particular type of spirituality of the species, if you understand what I mean. So a species is indigenous to the planet, and the bodies are created to be compatible with the atmospheric conditions. And so these human beings from the planet Hebra landed on our planet. They knew they couldn't stay for very long. Well, let me rephrase that. I think they were of a planet of one or two higher categories, so they were able to stay for an indefinite period of time. But suffice it to say, what I was trying to say, they were from a planet of maybe a one or two higher category. And let me rephrase what I meant. You just can't go from a category one to a category nine planet. And a category nine planet is a beautiful paradise where there is no violence whatsoever. Beings, extraterrestrial beings, live in peaceful conditions. Animals don't eat each other. They're extremely intelligent. They're only concerned about their spiritual development and their evolution. And indeed, they have been entrusted with the care of certain planets like ours. These beings from the planet Bioouba are hermaphrodite, in other words, the male and female. And I'm not sure. I don't know too much about their reproductive ways, but suffice to say they do procreate. And so they're about 9 feet tall, and they're beautiful, absolutely gorgeous beings, extremely, extremely, extremely intelligent. And their spaceships are capable of traveling at several times the speed of light, in other words, from A to B, and going close to the speed of light, and then traveling interdimensional and into a parallel universe, which exists, by the way. So you have the physical universe, and you have the spiritual universe. The sun is heaven, according to my studies, my beliefs, because it is a spirit. It is a spirit world. It's a fire in the sky. And if you have a spirit in your body, then you know that spirit is made of light energy. You're going to return to, eventually someday, that at some time in the future, that place where you came from, in that pre-existence. And the object is to get back to where you came from and to evolve to a planet of a higher category, to reincarnate. So, yes, we all existed in a life before we came to Earth, before we were born, right? There's a book called My Soul's Remembrance. Get that book. It's a really good book. The author's name is Roy Mills. And what I'm about to tell you, I'm going to take a drink of water. Please don't forget this, because at one time in our pre-existence, when we were all young souls and spirits, soul meaning the brain of the spirit, just like the brain is to the physical body, so the soul is to the spirit. And the soul has all the past-like memories and has access to universal knowledge where you can just pose a question and get an answer. But, of course, when we're living in the spirit lands in heaven, it's not the same kind of learning as we have here in the physical world when we really have to jam hard to make any progress. You know what I mean? So at one time, each and every one of you out there listening to my voice right now, I guarantee you, at one time in your pre-existence, you were brought up in front of either mother or father God, depending if you're more female or spirit, female or male spirit, and you were given a mission. Come here on life. Come here to Earth and live this life. You are supposed to perform that mission. Now, the object is to graduate from this existence to, before you transition, to have accomplished that mission. And we're all given these special things to do to help make the world a better place, to help other people to evolve and develop spiritually. And in that book I was telling you about, The Soul's Remembrance, Roy Mills, and the scene is like this. We're in an auditorium or stadium, and there's a stage, and we're all as spirits waiting around, all excited, chatting to each other through that method of communication, which is different than the way we communicate here on Earth. Telepathically, I believe, is the proper way to describe it. And so then there's a huge, incredibly bright light that comes to the center stage, and that is either our spirit or spirit mother, spirit father. Because, in church today, we sang this song, and how true it is. It goes like this. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Shine, shine, shine. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. A cappella, ladies and gentlemen, there you go, without the music. Woo! This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So your soul has a light. And the more that you develop yourself spiritually, learning spiritual matters, doing good, talking positive things, doing good deeds, thinking good thoughts, praying all the time, loving on your fellow human being, doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, you're increasing that light. It's like a light bulb. And when you graduate from this existence, when you transition into the afterlife, then you're soul's light will be brighter than it was when it first came to this world, if you understand what I'm saying. It's all about light, my friends out there. When you come face to face with your Creator, Mother and Father God, who are out there living on the sun, yes, their light will be so bright. Unless you have sufficiently developed yourself spiritually, you won't be able to withstand their glory and brilliance. That's why it behooves each and every one of us to develop ourselves spiritually. listening to all these wonderful shows on BBS Radio will develop yourself spiritually. That's why you should seriously, if you don't already have a show, seriously consider getting one. Yes, I'm giving them a pitch. Why not? Like I said, if you're not helping to make the world a better place, you're wasting your life. You're wasting your life. If you're not helping to make the world a better place, it goes either way. And I'm not getting anything from BBS Radio for saying this. I truly believe that we're in the end times. Another thing we talked about today at church was the second coming of Jesus. Well, he's not going to come back like he did before. I think if and when, that's if you trust in the word of the Bible, even after 2,000 years, and since they had complete access to 2,000 years into the future, if you believe that. Now, I do believe that some things that they said in the Bible have come true over the years. But you out there, you listening, you are just as intelligent, and if not more intelligent, than the people that lived back then. You, I believe you, yes, you, have more right, a stronger right, a more believable right to have access to the universal intelligence, the God intelligence out there, than they did. I'm not saying they weren't advanced souls back there. Peter, the disciples, perhaps they lived some previous lives before then. But you are just as worthy, but to have God speak to you. We're talking about either Mother God or Father God or the Supreme Creator. And there's Mother and Father Gods of other solar systems and galaxies. Can you feel it? It's the truth. And nothing else matters, really, than the truth, my friends. I'm not out to fool you in any way. I get no money for this, although I wish you would give me some money to have maybe a TV show. That would be nice. Anybody out there listening who's a millionaire or a billionaire even, could you give me some money? Do you like what I talk about? Spirituality sells. That's what should be selling instead of religion, because you have all these different religions. Can we agree upon that? That they're not all telling the truth? Yeah? Am I making sense so far? There's a book called I Visited Ganymede. And that's where I first learned about the concept of there being a God living on the sun, if you will, a spirit presiding on the sun. The sun is the matrix of our solar system. The light of our sun not only heats and provides light, or shall I say, let me rephrase that. The sun not only heats and provides light to our planet and all the other planets in our solar system and the moons, but it also revolves. The energy from the sun revolves the planets around the sun. Yeah, does that make sense? Logical? Also rotates the planets and the moons. Yeah, that energy, isn't that incredible? Isn't that amazing energy to do that? Just think of our planet right now rotating on its axis, going about 600 miles an hour. And that's why we have sunsets and sunrises. It's amazing, isn't it? That power, day in and day out, without fail, without a glitch of any type, like clockwork, courtesy of the Supreme Creator who made it all from the very beginning. And that go back thousands and thousands and millions of light years to the center of the universe where it all began, that Big Bang that started this whole miraculous process, this miraculous creation that's ongoing and still going. The very borders of infinite space are expanding, my friends out there, as we speak, as I speak, as you speak. New solar systems are being created all the time. New suns are being birthed constantly. And why is that? Because there are co-creator God apprentices. You are co-creator God apprentices, and one day you will have your own little patch of outer space, just like you have your own little bit of land here. Yeah, believe it. Believe it. If you're going to die, if you have the capability, the ability to die, then it's true. It's going to happen. You know that it does. People do die. If you have a brain and a heart, it's true. You are co-creator God. You are all gods out there. That's why I beseech you to fulfill your destiny, my friends. Do what you're meant to do. Carry out that mission that either Mother God or Father God gave you in your pre-existence. You came from the pre-existence. You're going into the afterlife. We all are. And I don't have anything to gain other than to help my fellow souls out there. That's what these, why these extraterrestrials are helping us out. And, you know, I really wish that we'd made contact with them, because things would have been so different. These verdants, maybe they're listening. Please. I know the time might not be right now, and maybe the time wasn't right in the past. 9/11 came around, and they kind of said, okay, these people are going to destroy themselves. But they did entrust us. They were going forward with their plan to have a summit contact with us. So they could have shared the technology. We would have been star travelers by 2010, my friends. It's now 2019, and we're still struggling with our everyday issues with politics and religion. Just just scratching our way, hardly making any progress at all in learning what the truth is. Sticking with the same old, you know, when it comes to religion. We had the great news about Easter 2 weeks ago and the resurrection, but how many people have given the resurrection a second thought or a third thought since then, you know? The fact that Jesus appeared to his disciples and other people for 40 days before he ascended. I told you in my last show about that Jesus was an extraterrestrial, that he came to earth and was in the body of a human being, a spirit, astral body, in the body of a human being, like an avatar. You know, like they went into the blue bodies of the avatar beings. That's what that very advanced soul from the planet Sayuruba, they had planned this, you know. We're all part of a great plan going on here, but we're stuck in a gap right now. Stuck. And one of my missions is, I think God, the Spirit Father, told me before coming to Earth, please help them make contact with extraterrestrials. If you can do that, that would be wonderful. How many of you out there might also have that same mission? My friends, we've blown it so far, right? Now, they're waiting to see if we're going to destroy ourselves. But we make progress each day, my friends. And I know that there's a lot of good, decent, loving, kind people out there. And you're really beautiful. You're beautiful people out there. And really, I don't know if I'll see that in my lifetime. I hope so. We could have had it. 9/11 came. The ETs are still hopefully monitoring us, not to mention the other ones who have interacted in our past before, you know, that opened up the Red Sea for Moses with their technology, you know, whether they're tractor beams, some kind of electromagnetic beams that parted the sea. Unless you thought there's a better explanation, how else would you describe that? Come on. It just, you can't come up with a fantasy idea like that without some logic behind it, you know? And I'd mentioned this before on another show. The universe works in accordance with certain laws. And when you have a physical universe, only physical laws apply. And when you part physical water, you have to interact with a physical kind of matter, or in that case, an electromagnetic beam, which they can kind of, let's say, it gets more complicated. Anti-gravity beams, they can direct them and have them perform in whatever way they want to, you know. the spaceships that people have seen in our atmospheres are electromagnetic and anti-gravity. They can zip around, kind of riding the grid of the Earth's electromagnetic, or better put, riding the Earth's electromagnetic grid pattern. And much like a magnet repels and attracts, you know, their mechanisms on board their spaceship are electromagnetic, and they can pulse them anywhere around the ship and the ship's body and cause it to go up and down, left and right. And also, you know, they could be going in a straight line at thousands of miles an hour and make a quick right turn, 9 degrees to the right. But that energy, you know, the gravity, the G's that they would pull in that turn are converted into energy, which then they have a similar energy that repels that to keep everything in balance, much like the on an airliner, the what do they call that, the interior, I'll forget the word, you know what I'm talking about? It'll come to me. It begins with a C. But anyway, so they're out there, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of species in the intergalactic community. In fact, there is what is known as the Intergalactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. And who's little old me to try to make a difference in the world and say, hey, it would be nice if you came down and made contact with us, because the people who are in charge, you know how they would react. You've seen the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still? Kind of like that. That mental, military mentality would prevail, I think. And we would believe that we're under threat and they might be trying to destroy us. We wouldn't think too logically about, well, if they wanted to do that before, they could, because they've already mastered antimatter, and just, you know, there's some of the spaceships, these some species spaceships that have interacted with us before in the past. Oh, check this out. There's a good video for those of you that want to be convinced that they are out there. Watch the video Fast Walker on YouTube. Fast Walker. There's a project called the Disclosure Project, headed by Dr. Stephen Greer. And he is awesome. I met him, and he is, I think, one of the most intelligent men in this world. He is absolutely incredible. And God bless him for the things that he does. And so I think one of my missions, if not my only mission, is to bring a summit, or let me rephrase that, to help our species make contact with them. They're out there. There are so many out there. The universe is teeming with life, my friends. The universe is teeming with life. And we're just beginning now to discover that, as I mentioned, with the Kepler telescope, and logic is prevailing. And as I mentioned, we're stuck in a gap. Call it the Copernican gap, if you will. Once upon a time, people like me and you believed the Earth was flat. There even some people I was reading the other day that still believe the world is flat. But then they're the younger souls, right? But then Copernicus told us that the Earth is not at the center of the solar system or the universe, that we revolve around the sun, and the sun revolves around the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And the Milky Way galaxy revolves around the center of the universe. So there's so much waiting for us out there. We've only touched it like the tip of an iceberg. These beings, they know all about us. They know that we're a violent species. They've seen that from our past. They've seen the wars. They've tuned in. They've seen the Battle of Gettysburg. They've seen the battles, the Revolutionary War, World War II, World War I. You know, in the, no particular order, that is, all the wars we've had, the killing on the battlefields, the carnage. seen all that, and you're not sure about us, you know? Are we worthy to be inducted into the Intergalactic Federation of Sovereign Planets? Some of us are. Some of us are worthy. People that listen to my show and these other shows on BBS Radio, there's a lot of good people in the world. In fact, the bad people, the tyrants, the dictators, the bullies, people who have us underneath their thumb, they're a small minority. You know, these billionaires who love money more than God, you know. I'm talking the Mother God, Father God, the Supreme Creator of the universe. We're all co-creator gods. You out there, you're a God. Start living like it, okay? If you can die, you're a co-creator God, okay? You think you can die? You see people dying all the time. We're reminded on the roads all the time. Once we get in our car each day, I don't want to be morbid in any way, but you know it's a possibility, and people are dying all the time. So we are co-creator gods. After this life, we will continue our evolution on another planet. You hang around heaven, enjoy yourself for a while, yeah, indulge, enjoy. It's like a break, a vacation. Enjoy the scenery, the angels, all your deceased relatives, all the people that have lived here on Earth throughout the centuries, all different cultures. They all come together in worship of the Supreme Creator, the miracles of all creation. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about universal truth. That's all that matters. We confuse things with my side versus your side, you know? Heaven is beautiful. In fact, Earth is like a replica of heaven. The sun, the spirit world, is spirit matter. Here on Earth, this is physical matter. It's like, remember those old Polaroid camera pictures of the positive, the negatives? The negative is like Earth, and the positive is like heaven. It is so bright there. The colors are so intense. There's water there. There are trees, mountains, there are travel ways with chariots that are being driven by angels. That's angels, all the archangels. There's so many different kinds of angels. Read my book, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul, in the Kindle, Amazon Kindle bookstore. I'll tell you everything you want to know. If you read my book, I guarantee you will have achieved a good level of spiritual development, my friends. And it's free, basically. I haven't received 1 cent of royalty. I was one day, at one time in the past, I was thinking, I'm going to be a millionaire. I've got all this, my book, The Great Brain, The Golden Soul. I mean, just that itself will tell you. That is, I've told you the secret of the soul. People didn't even know what a soul is. The soul is the brain of the spirit. You know, I told you. I'm telling you all this truth. But then again, if there are any really rich people out there who are believing in spirituality, get someone like me or some of the other good people, invest in us. Have us go on television and spread that word. You know, the Trinity Broadcasting Network with Paul and Jan Crouch, they established that network. That is a really good thing, positive thing. But it's a stepping stone because they say that the Christian way is the only way. I don't believe that. When you get to heaven, you'll find out. You have all the religions there together. Because truth, my friend, is the only thing that matters. And you get to see all the people from our past, great people like John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Martin Luther, Copernicus, Sir Isaac Newton. The disciples will be there, the patriarchs of the Bible, Daniel. Who else? Oh, there's so many. And Paul will be there. And Abraham will be there. Abraham's going to greet you when you come to heaven. When you wind up, maybe if you're lucky, you get taken to heaven by the chariot of Archangel Gabriel. That's what I'm hoping for. He'll put you down there, land you on that ground, that hallowed ground with the light. There's no sun in the sky because you're on the sun. But that light emanates from the surface of the sun and creates like a rosy, glowy atmosphere Yes, because you'll be a spirit. You'll be in the spirit then. You made of spirit energy, spirit matter. So you're made of electrons, believe it or not. And your spirit body will be, what's the word, translucent. You can see through it. You'll also be created of all the colors of the rainbow. And you'll be wearing gowns, depending on the level of spiritual development that you've achieved. Gowns and crowns on the heads of some people, also a testament to their evolution. King David from the Bible will be there. And oh, talk about a praise master. He is there and he will lead us. Because when we're there, one of the best things, one of the really the main things we'll be doing is praising the Supreme Creator for the miracles of all creation. When you think about it, there didn't have to be anything, really. There was nothing at one time. And all of a sudden, the universe sprung into existence. And here we are living in a spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy, my friends. I've just been told I have 1 minute. So, co-creator gods out there, I love you. Some of us might not make it, you know, the next month. We might not be in this physical world anymore. So enjoy it while you can. Enjoy the ride. And remember, the greatest prayer of all, if you have the courage to say it, when you say your prayers, it's like Tiny Tim said in A Christmas Carol, may God bless us, everyone. When you head out on the road, say that. That will assure you a place in the afterlife. Because there is a level, there is a hierarchy, okay? That's it. I love you very much. Thank you for listening. And continue to listen to BBS Radio. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.